Who? Over there, the brown one. His name is Major Young. He is a young man gaining a wide audience. Ask him to come over here. Oh, yes, I see you've met my associate, Hubert Safe Krapagul, the only man of his generation who didn't go to jail.
We met.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I have read your poetry, my friend, and I must say I am impressed. Why, it soars, it plums, and it delights, and it saddens. It sounds like that great American poet, Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman never wrote about Harlem.
Well, let's just say it is polished as though Whitman's attempts are.
Polished? I don't understand. Is writing glassware?
Insolent coon on my hands. Oh, well, let's just say that I enjoyed your work, my friend. The poems are quite raw and earthy. Harlem through and through.
I see.
Oh, I run a little risque magazine called The Benign Monster. We need a contribution from someone like yourself. Something in dialect with lots of razzle-dazzle in it.
I know of your magazine. It employs that W.W. Jefferson. He's really dopey and glib.
Oh, don't worry about him. We just keep him around as a get-go.
A get-go?
Oh, a go-get.
What's a go-get?
Cigarettes or coffee. If you wish, you can easily dismiss him.
I didn't like those drawings you put in somebody's poems in the last issue.
Oh?
They were racist and insulting.
Oh, you mean those? Oh, they were just to perk up interest.
If you'll excuse me, I think I'll join my friends.
Oh, here, let me give you my card. Did you see that safe cracker?
What do you expect from these moonmakers? If they were real black men, they'd be out shooting officials or loitering on Lenox Avenue or panhandling, tear-jerking, pitiful autobiographies on the radio. Why, I could snap pictures of the corpses and make a pile of dough.
Smart thinking, Safe Cracker. Did you get what you wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, the evening is not entirely lost.
The dancers were difficult to write down, though. Eccentric and individual. But soon, I will have stolen enough Negro jargon to have my own Broadway musical. I think I'll call it Harlem Tom Tom.
You know, Safe Cracker, what he used to call you in the Templars?
Huh?
The Caucasian Lacamoor.
But son, his Berbalang is different. This is a nigger gone berserk. A nigger the planters kept from other niggers so they wouldn't catch what he had. The insolent freeman who will sit in the front of the bus and look about as if to say, you don't like it.
Please stop.
Herbalang was on the ship of the Flying Dutchman. He put something on the captain so his sailing around the world forever became legendary. Herbalang's not one of these automatons marching well-dressed in an anti-lynching parade. He is aware of his past and his demystified ours. Son, this is a nigger closing in on our mysteries, and soon he'll be asking our civilization to come quietly. This man is talking about Judo-Christian culture, Christianity, Atonism, whatever you want to call it. This most noteworthy achievements of anybody anywhere in the whole universe.
Stop it! Stop it!
They're not like us. They're lagging behind us, son. And you know in your heart this is true. These niggers writing, profaning our sacred words, taking them from us and beating them on the anvil of Boogie Woogie.
Stop it.
They're the ones who must change, not us. They must adopt our ways, producing Elizabethan poets. They should have Stravinsky's and Mozart's in the wings. They must become civilized! Son, coming on time. And together, my young valiant prince,
We will do battle with the dragons of Jezgru. Helen, move Tafika too. You know how she is, fickle, unreliable. You remember what Gerda said? Helen goes the way of Euphoria.
No, Euphoria.
Yes, of course you know the bitch. My great book hasn't arrived this month. The mails are too slow. Okay, I'm gonna call my bulls. When is he due?
8 o'clock.
Son, he'll soon be over.
Upon hearing Ethel Waters sing the Dada strain and a jazz band play Papa Dee Dada, European painters take Jezgru abroad. At home, young people cheer the Bayardofer Devils, who've challenged Grand Opera to a duel at the Metropolitan Theater in Los Angeles. Thousands boo Verdi's triumph as a hometown decision. The looting continues until dawn. Worldwide Mutafika gives Jezgru encouragement by putting it up, taking it in, and holding it out. On Wall Street, saxophones make a strong rally while violins are down. The ballet lingers on, death row and... this just in, outbreaks of Jezgru 60 miles from New York City. 30,000 cases reported, including cows, chickens, sheep, and horses, disproving speculations that its effects are confined to the human species. Even the sap in the maple trees moves nasty. Local churches schedule last-minute midnight services to indulge in prayerful antidotes against the plague. Mary Lou Williams composes a Roman Catholic jazz mass, while outside in the rain, Jezgru carriers chant, "Mary Lou, Mary Lou, what's wrong with you?"
The trolley car faces the Hudson River. A strange ship has been docked there, a huge black freighter. Blacks, many of them well-dressed, have been boarding and disembarking.
Funny. Ships haven't used that pier for years. Passenger's still back there. I think she's giving me the eye. Man, if I wasn't a married man.
The street is unusually quiet. Something's wrong, but he doesn't know what. He starts to enter the basement.
Wait a minute. Cars across the street.
Open up, man, between the eyes!
Rubberland grabs his forehead, but the blood pours out like fire hydrants gush water into the summer street.
Strange. I feel all right. Just getting weak. Losing consciousness.
Verbaline's mind has rushed out to the pavement. Yellow, red, blue, fire opals.
Lady, you have to get off now. This is the last stop.
Earlene rises from her seat and walks, swinging her hips down the aisle of the trolley car.
Hi there.
Would your husband mind if he had a drink with me?
All black men are my husband.
She eases closer to him, and through her skirt, he can feel her body.
You killed him! You didn't give him a chance. It wasn't necessary to shoot him like that. Like an animal.
Ah, so you don't like the way we handled your friend, huh? We'll see that yours will be quiet and traditional.
Charlotte, my dear. This is Biff. I was able to extricate myself from the Mutafika.
Say it again. I just awoke.
That's all right. I
Just a second. Hang on.
Okay. Here's some objects belonging to the Black Mutafika Burbling.
Put it on a desk.
Well, listen, I thought you might like to see this photo. It's a group shot taken at the Mumbo Jumbo Cathedral. It looks like Erlene, Burbling, Papa Labas, and that girl Charlotte.
What?
Maybe I'll come over and see you. Half an hour?
Yes, do come over.
War hero slays art napper. Depraved Black Mutafika dead. More arrests predicted.
Oh,
Manhattan,
my God.
1920s. Today, Biff Musselwhite, fearless curator of the Center of Art Detention and consultant to Yorktown Police, shot and killed Burbling the Bad, cute black bandit and leader of the gang of dope-sniffing, self-styled Mutafika.
Shooting occurred shortly after
he freed himself from a hideout where he was being held for ransom in the gang's wild scheme to exchange the well-known city father for the ugly, coffee-flipped,
big-nibbed,
old-neck head.
I didn't know you knew that.
By subduing Thor Winter, misguided tycoon sons who had joined the band of freaks
and
their scantily clad
Sandy and the mosques.
Trapped inside
fetch
the headquarters,
your horses and
the
scratch your
Alabama.
What are you going to do?
And heroes. Come and get me, coppers. This big chunk. Followed by his wild and bizarre laughter.
Erlene awakes the next morning. Her head is bad. Lying next to her is the new trolley car man, asleep. She gets up, a mischievous smile on her face. She goes into the kitchen and puts on a pot of coffee.
Colleen, have you heard Burbling?
What are you talking about?
She flirted with me. I didn't
No need to explain. You better leave. We got an emergency with her. No questions asked.
Look, I never done anything like this before, man. You know, I got a wife, I'm married, I'm happy, I got three kids, and I never laid an eye on another woman before in my life.
You couldn't help yourself. If you hadn't given it to her, she would have destroyed you.
Ooh, I don't understand.
Look, here's my card. You stop by my office sometime. I'll explain it to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
Herman?
Yes, what's up?
Erlene, I think she's picked up one. The one with the red dress on. The one known in Brazil as Yamanja. You know, what W.C. Handy called her, St. Louis woman.
Okay. I'll be right
down. Black Hermit, Papa Labas. We'll get right to work. Good, she was staring something. I'll have the cocktail ready in a minute.
A lavender mixture of High John Conqueror compound, orris root, sandalwood, talcum plain, floats up from the incense burner they place about the room. Hot water is drawn in the bathtub, sprinkled with basil leaves. Black Herman is in the kitchen wearing a white apron, mixing a solution of rice, flour, eggs, cream de menthe, juices of two pigeons and two chickens, and Madeira wine, brought to a liquefied boil.
Charlie, can you hear me?
She gives him a smile so wicked in its content that it makes his flesh crawl.
Girl, why don't you keep Ellie alone? The child's had enough troubles. Her man is dead and she loved him. You understand that, don't you? You got one man to flirt with and make love to you. Now why don't you return the way you came from? There's no need to worry her like this.
How did you know it was me?
Look, we may not have the legitimate assigns, but we've been called and we can work it on out too.
Man, there ain't nothing no American hoodoo man or whatever you call yourselves can do for me.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
What's that man has in his hand?
Oh no, you don't lay your hands on this until you promise to depart from this girl's body.
What's that sound?
It's a lore that just grew here in America among our people. We call it blue.
It sounds nice.
She puts her arms around Black Herman's neck and starts to move with him. As they dance about the table, she tries to reach for the cocktail.
Oh no.
You better let me have that nigger before I put a hurting on you. You won't like.
Black Herman walks to the bed, picks up a scarf, and casts it to the floor where it becomes a snake. He moves his fingertip in a teasing manner about the snake's head.
Anybody can do that.
She starts moving toward the tray again.
You don't have what it takes, Black American man.
Black Herman grabs her by the arm and flings her onto the bed. She starts to spring at him. But before she can, he swiftly moves the spread of hearts and daggers out from under her, and she lies curled up in thin air about 2 feet above the bed. Earlene twists in the air.
Put me down! Put me down!
Black Herman reaches over to where she is suspended and puts his arm about her waist, gently bringing her body toward him like a fisherman reeling in, causing only a slight ripple in the water, enchanting the fish. He bends over, holding her there and kissing her. She begins to struggle, but suddenly kisses him back, passionately hanging on to him.
Now you know you want to leave this girl now, don't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. You know I will, but first, please. Please feed me, then I will leave her.
How is she?
She'll be all right. When she wakes up, I want you to give her a magic bath. She won't remember anything from the last 24 hours. Just stay with her until she comes out of it.
How did you succeed where I failed?
Well, you always go around speaking as if you were a charlatan and putting yourself down when you are one of the most technical dudes with the work. Abdul's right, you know. You ought to relax. That's our genius here in America. We were dumped here on our own without the book to tell us who the lowers are, what we call spirits were. We made up our own. I think we've done all right. The blues, ragtime. The work we do is just as good. You know, if your heart's there, man, that's half the thing about the work.